Social Security teaches us to believe in ourselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Social Security teaches us to believe in ourselves. Now, it's not the matter of believing in this federal program or not believing in the federal program. It's a matter of the federal program was set up, and it's one of the largest in the world and the largest in the United States, certainly. It's a program that was devised to take care of our people, to take care of our own needs where we ourselves have not been adequate in taking care of them. And this is a large majority of the people, millions and millions and millions and billions of people. Now, billions sound rather grand, but time will prove that to be so. It was in 1889 that European inspiration from German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck, he passed an old age insurance program that became a model for Britain and other European nations, and eventually touched off the spark that brought about the Social Security program in the United States. And while today it seems to be struggling, and today it seems to be showing that it has problems, it has less problems than most stocks and bonds, most other things, because what it does, it still is a standard program that is one that is believable and one that is conceivable and one that can take place to be a benefit for the world. It's like our President Obama in his State of the Union message said, drawing a line in the sand, we should strengthen Social Security for future generations, and we must do it without putting a risk on current retirees, the most vulnerable, or people with disabilities, without slashing benefits for future generations, and without subjecting American guaranteed retirement income to the whims of the stock market. It is shown that the stocks that stand behind Social Security are really quite stable, and they bring in a return of 2.75%, which is a very good return from the point of view that it is consistent. Now, many people want to belittle it. They want to deny the possibility of Social Security being something wonderful and useful and beneficial for the people of the world, especially the United States. And yet, it is something that the people have contributed to make it that stable object that it is. And truly, it is a stable object. Now, my purpose and my business is not to promote Social Security and not to promote governmental agencies and not to promote outside activities in our life, but rather it's a matter of looking inside of ourselves. Can you look inside of yourself today and say to yourself, this is a good world? Can you look inside of yourself today and say, oh, I've made mistakes, but I've learned by them and let them alone, and I go on to do wonderful, beautiful things? Can you say within yourself, as you look at the world in which you live, this is a good world? This is a changing world. It's a wonderful world. Years ago, they had extended families and nuclear families and so forth, and today, it's quite different. Much like the Chinese, they had many of the relatives living in their homes, and other nations did the same things, and they took care of their elderly, and life went on in its normal pattern. But today, things are quite different. We're living longer. We're living stronger. We're living with greater desires for ourselves. And we are fulfilling these greater desires for ourselves, not with governmental help, not with outer intervention, but with an inner belief that all is good, with an inner belief that we have a program that will work. with an inner belief that we shall continue. And people just don't really worry about the government taking over for them, or the world taking over for them, or their big brother sort of thing. People are concerned about one thing: how they can make their life a little better, how they can live in healthier bodies and healthier minds, how they can live in a world that is a world of abundance, a world of sufficiency for them to do the things that are important to do. America is quite different from all the countries of the world, not because it's got a different land, it has a different position in the world, but because of the people. The people who have come to America are people who are seeking out liberty, people who are seeking out freedom of speech, people who are seeking out the many things that our Constitution provides for us. Other nations don't have that. Some have a bit of it here and there, but not to the extent of the United States. And so it is that people from all over the world continually pour into the United States and want to be part of this nation of freedom. But with them comes old-fashioned ideas, ideas born in the nations from which they have been birthed. And they come to the United States and try to enforce and encourage their own background understanding, which is not bad, but it's not the United States. And as they do this, they want to make the United States go backwards. They want to make the United States go in a direction that is not beneficial for it. And this is what we are encouraged to do. We are encouraged to believe that there is a world of evil and unhappiness about us. And yet we know from our teachings in philosophy, from our teachings in religions, from our teachings in all basic structure of humankind, that this is a good world. It is filled with good people. And good people will be good people if they're appreciated by good people. And as we keep our eyes clear on what this world is all about, this world is a divine world. This world is created by a magical force that we can't even begin to understand. And yet we try to tell this magical force how it should run. And the magical force tells us again and again and again that all men are created equal. The magical force tells us all again and again that we are created in our original purity and integrity, and there is where we should draw our attention. There is where we should place our emphasis of life, on our original purity and integrity. And as we do this, we recognize that all men are beautiful, all men are good, all men are desirable, all men are honest, all men are integral, all men are fabulous. And as we turn our attention to that, as we teach ourselves these principles, we call them religious principles, but really they're philosophical principles. They go far beyond any individual religion or any individual understanding of God or any individual understanding of a greater power that guides and directs our world. They go beyond that. They go into man's humanity of man. And man's humanity of man begins in our thought, begins in our thinking, begins in our world. And we are all too we're all too ready to think about the world as being a place of unhappiness, a place of misery, a place of catching up. But that's not the truth. For every day we can smell the roses. Every day we can look at the abundance of our world. Every day we see man realizing something has to be done about those agencies that are causing distress in the world, that are causing environmental pollution, that are causing the environment to be anything but its ideal self. It's most interesting as we look at the environmental problems that when we stop doing anything for even a short time, the tendency, not only the tendency, but the actual factuality, is that it returns to its original purity and integrity. Just like emphysema, when a person stops smoking, each year that they stop smoking, the ravages of emphysema in the lungs decrease. And after a period of years, they are hardly noticed at all. And after many years, they are gone entirely from the system. And this is true of any thing that we have taken upon us to want at the disadvantage of the environment or the disadvantage of the rights of others. When we stop doing it, the truth is the purity, the goodness, the love, the right action shine forth. And we realize it is indeed a good world. It is indeed a world filled with wonder and magic. It's a world filled with peace and joy. The Social Security teaches us to believe in ourselves because we are the ones who individually invest in the Social Security. And the program is so designed that it repopulates itself. Oh, the baby boom that is now running its course and causing a little distress on the Social Security, that will balance itself out too. Because all these things bring about change. Maybe we'll have another baby boom. Maybe we'll have other circumstances. But you can be sure of one thing. Because America is the land of the free, the land of the free will come up with an answer that will take care of the circumstances, whatever they may be. And we're not going with our head in the sand. We're not being like an ostrich. We are being more. We are being more. But isn't it interesting? The ostrich sticks its head in the sand when the sandstorm is at its peak. Its body can handle the pelting of the sand. And when the sandstorm is over, the ostrich pulls out its head and goes about its living. For a moment, it may have had to hide itself, to protect itself, to in some way avoid the terror that the storm would have upon its breathing system and so forth. But nature taught it. Its divine aspect of itself taught it how to weather that problem and how to weather it in a most magnificent way, coming out always the winner. We shall come out the winner here in the United States as long as we hold true to our Constitution, as long as we do not try to change our Constitution, but we live up to our Constitution and we believe in it, and we believe in the people who are guiding us, and we are electing people to office who have the best interests of the country at mind, not their personal interest or not to show off that they have come to a solution that others are too stupid to find, but rather of cooperation and understanding and compassion, if you will, for all men everywhere. And that's why the United States is one of the greatest benefactors of other nations all over the world, loaning money, loaning support, backing up, even in the war times, backing up the support of the right of the nations to be themselves, to guide themselves, and not to be overtaken by negative forces. Oh, we think sometimes, why, oh, why? Why do we get involved? Why are we doing this? Because, in effect, the United States is saying, if we keep the world at peace, it will be at peace for us. And while what we invest in wars, what we invest in military preparedness and in the show that we are a strong and powerful nation brings us a peace here in the United States and throughout the world that makes living not only tolerable, but makes living the delightful, charming, wonderful experience that our Constitution brings into our world. We can be blessed and give thanks for all the wonderful minds that have led us to where we are today, and be sure that as this day goes on and the now reveals itself in balance, in harmony, in peace, in wisdom, in love, unconditional love for ourselves and all the world. Join with me in this positive attitude, this positive outlook, and realize that indeed we have a very wonderful world, and it started with us. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.